As most everyone knows, Borders filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And I just wanted to ask you guys, we're all pretty avid readers. I wanted to ask you guys, A, your overall thoughts on kind of the original bookstore. I mean, Borders is huge, but now that you see Borders going and filing Chapter 11, like, what do you think of, as you would say, Jeff, printed media being kind of obsolete to the point where a company like Borders has to file Chapter 11 because they were competing with Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, the electronic readers such as Nook and Kindle. As avid readers yourself, where do you sit in terms of, do you ever think that you're going to stop buying books and you're going to switch electronically? And does seeing a store like Borders going under have any effect on how you will purchase books? And are you scared that eventually it's going to be all electronic, like a lot of the things today? Like, people don't write letters anymore. It's all email.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
All right. Well, remember all those questions, because I'm not going to be able to remember everything you just asked.
Go ahead.
I mean, even before this news came out, I was already part of the problem, because most of the time, if I want to read a book in print, it's step one, does the library have it?
Yeah.
If so, get there. Mm-hmm. If not, does Amazon have it used and cheap? Mm-hmm. If so, get there. Honestly, I can't remember the last time I went to
a bookstore to buy a book.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I don't really feel like I'm going to be, as much as I like the notion of having the physical bookstore in my town or community or whatever, I don't think it's actually going to affect me on a daily basis.
Because you're buying your books from Amazon. Because
I was already, I was already contributing to their downfall prior to their downfall.
So my second question, will you ever purchase a Kindle or a Nook or another e-reader that you can download books to?
I mean, I don't really find them that appealing.
You like turning pages, you like reading ink.
I enjoy pages and ink and holding things that are worth $20 instead of...
Because obviously you buy the Kindle, which is $150, but you still have to buy the books, which are discounted, quote unquote, but it's still the same goddamn thing.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll reverse myself as I've reversed myself with so many other things.
Technology.
But for the moment, phones. For the moment, I've got plenty of computer screens and buttons in my life, so.
I thought about getting a Kindle like several times now. Like, I've had it in my cart, like ready to check out, because they've made it like pretty cheap. Where you could just, you know, it's what, $130 if you want the Wi-Fi, or may even be less than that if you don't get Wi-Fi. But I don't want one. I like having my physical book, like Will said. I like being able to mark it up. I like the fact that if I drop it in a swimming pool, I'm not like, whoops, well, that's all my books gone. I like being able to lend it to people and push it on people. I like to see them on a shelf, as I'm sure Mr. Wilson will be glad to comment about the bookshelf and what meaning that has, or what I'm trying to project when someone comes into my home. But I don't think I'm going to be getting a Kindle. I like buying books, and I don't see myself stopping buying print books in the future. As far as Borders, I don't know if this has been discussed, but I think that having the local bookstore is serving a greater function than just supplying books to people. I mean, it's a gathering place. It was a place that we like to go and dick around at. Like, I mean, it served as like, you know, like almost like a conversation piece. Like, oh my God, they're making this book? Shit. You know, get something to get mad and rant about, but also something to like be like, man, this, look at this. This is great. Or you could gather there. They had the coffee shop there. They'd have like, book signings by like local junk authors about pet books. But I think that it serves a greater purpose than just being a book supplier. And if our Borders did shut down, which they're saying it isn't, but if it did, I think it would be missed, because it's good. And I also enjoy the fact that they sell things more than books. Like, I've been able to buy magic cards there at a deep discount. So being able to scam them with their extra awesome coupons is also an appealing thing.
Yeah. Note to all Canton, Ohio retailers, add magic cards to your checkout line.
Yes. Fat packs for $20. Can't beat that.
Daniel Petrosini will be bringing you his business.
I've gotten several really cheap board games there, just at super reduced prices with their 50% off sweet coupons. I think that the store serves a greater purpose than just beyond like Amazon. It solely exists to sell books, and you can't do much more there. I mean, you can like post on their stupid forums and crap, but that's junk.
Okay, so to go back to the Kindle or the Nook or another e-reader, what's to say it's not going to turn out like purchasing a record or a CD? Everybody now has an iPod or another MP3 player, but mostly everyone has an iPod, and nobody really buys CDs anymore. I mean, well, when was the last time you went to Best Buy and you're like, oh, I'm going to get such and such CD and I'm going to put it on my iPod? No one really does it anymore because of basically the instant access you can get, whether it be downloading it illegally, which I'm not saying any of us here does, or you can buy the CD on iTunes and you can have the quote-unquote album. I mean, what's to say that's not going to happen with books?
Well, I mean, I agree that I haven't bought a CD in a while, but there are drawbacks to completely digital media. I mean, for MP3s, you know, when your hard drive crashes, if you're not backed up or something, you've lost the music and now you have to go about re-downloading. I mean, I know Apple will let you like re-download your purchased songs, but if you have the CD, it's there. There's a it exists physically.
I mean, the CD could be lost as well, or stolen, or
but I mean, melted. It's a hard drive will fail. It's a certainty. Yeah. A CD being lost is not 100% certain.
Fair enough.
I don't think that comparing books to music is good.
I mean, it's basically the same example. If you told somebody, 15, 20 years ago that in this day and age, nobody would buy records or CDs or an actual...
It just feels concrete. Fundamentally different to me, and I can't explain why.
But I understand that, and that's what I'm saying. But if you told somebody that...
Maybe I'm being too much or not.
...would have a giant record collection, because vinyl is not the same thing as owning a digital copy of something.
Right, vinyl is basically not... It's not convenient to transport at all.
Exactly. So when you can have an iPod that stores hundreds and hundreds of hours of music, which you can get in an instant, what's the point of really owning a book? That's my biggest thing. I'm not saying you're wrong. I love books too. I would never, I don't know when I'm going to get.
So you are not going to buy a Kindle at the moment?
No, not at all. I am with you. I like turning pages. I like going to the library. I like getting books. You know, I am with everyone else, but I'm saying in 5 years, what's to say everyone's going to have a Kindle and people are going to stop buying books.
It could very well happen. It could very well happen. Jeff?
Wilson.
Okay. Here are my thoughts. I'll buy a Kindle only when the library system allows you to download books for free for like a 2-week period. Yeah. This same as you can checking it out. As far as like the reason why I don't buy books unless I want to mark them up or I want them to look pretty on my bookshelf. That's the only reason why I buy books.
So you agree that you couldn't mark up a Kindle, though, the way you could
No, you
a book.
Can't.
Yeah.
Okay, but so what's to say you can't? I mean, I'm not saying you do this. I don't know if you do. But why couldn't you just download a book illegally?
I mean, yeah, I can.
Guarantee you can.
I can, but I can just walk one block down to the library and get a book.
Like, so you're sticking with the theory. You like turning the pages. You like having the physical book there for you to read.
It's free. I mean, well,
but you can download, probably download that same book on any.
Yeah, but I can't take my laptop with me anywhere.
Exactly, but I'm saying if you were to buy a Kindle.
Why don't we all weigh in on how much interaction have any of us had with the Kindle? Have you ever read anything on a Kindle? Anyone?
No.
Will?
I've read a few chapters of a novel on my iPod.
Not the same.
Not the same, but it's a electronic,
very tiny screen.
Tiny screen, but an electronic book reading device.
And what did you think?
It was actually surprisingly pleasant to read the type on the page. What was disruptive was having to turn the page so often because it was a tiny little 3.5 by
which would
screen.
Presumably be different on a bigger Kindle.
Yeah, I mean, I've read like 2 pages of something on an actual, quote, proper e-reader device. I mean, they look good. And I was going to point out, I'm sure that annotation, like, the ability to mark up the books, it may not be what you want. It may start out as cheesy, like, you know,
highlight text.
Yeah, highlight text, or, you know,
put a bookmark here. Go back to page 54, paragraph 3.
I mean, that's I guess what I'm getting at is that's arguably a solvable problem. So I guess I have a small bit of experience.
I make, like, every time I get a book as a gift, I make someone dedicate it, like write a little note in it. Mm. Or not make, but like I ask them, like, can you write a note in this? Like commemorating when it was given to me and what the date was. Can't do that. And so now, like, 10 years later, I can pick up my copy of Life of Pi and see that my grandma and grandpa gave it to me for Christmas 2002. You know, love grandma and grandpa. I lose that. And that, I don't know, that's something. And I think that you can't replicate that with an e-reader. Jeff's rolling his eyes. We can't transmit that over audio.
Going back to the music argument, like, why is that any different than buying a CD? I mean, if somebody presumably could buy you a CD and dedicate it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, for me, it's just for me, it's just a money thing. I mean, I can go to the library and get it for free. I don't want to spend, I don't know, what is it, $75, $100 for a Kindle,
and then
have to buy each book.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just not where I want my money to be spent on this type of media.
Again, but saying you don't have to buy the book, which is the same way you get your music. So all you had to do was buy a Kindle and you could have free books. Would you do that?
But I mean, I guess that's still $100 I have to spend.
True, but do you own an iPod?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to read a book on my iPod.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying when you were listening to music, you eventually were like, I'm going to get an iPod so I can store my music collection on it. True or false?
Well, I bought an iPod so I could listen to music in places where a laptop is not convenient.
Okay.
Or a record player or a Discman.
Yeah, I mean, and in that regard, I don't see a difference in convenience between going to the library and getting a book and buying a Kindle and downloading like the torrent for a book.
Sure. Yeah. And I have, I've seen them on there, on the torrent sites. They do have books available. But if you don't, I mean, they're PDF files and you have to read it on your laptop or iPod.
If I lived in the middle of nowhere and I didn't have a great library system to go to, I would probably consider that. But
yeah, I see.
Like where I live, the Akron library system is pretty good.
Pretty good, yes. I agree.
Mean, they have multiple copies of almost anything you can think of, and it's usually on the shelf.
And like right after it comes out too, like pretty recently.
I will say, just a point you made earlier about, I sympathize with the enjoyment of having full bookshelves. But on the other hand, having moved house multiple times over the past few years.
God, so bad. Books weigh a lot.
God, if I could not deal with moving books all the time, that would be...
Half of my my moving manpower is dedicated to moving books.
Yeah.
Jettisoning my AD&D books.
Yeah. I would love to jettison some weight, so to speak.
So let me put it to the group here. And in, say, a year to 2 years... If this looks like it's heading towards the same direction as everyone buying an iPod and either purchasing music on a site like iTunes or downloading music illegally, would you purchase a Kindle and start getting acquiring your books the same way you acquire music? Is that in a year or two, definitely happen because...
Are you talking about like bookstores shutting down in droves?
No, I don't think... I mean,
print media, hard to find.
Obviously, there's still record stores. You can still go buy CDs and records, but would you switch to digital?
Maybe my magazines, not my books.
So you'd still buy books?
Yes, I would go buy a book tomorrow to prove my point.
Well, okay. That you're still not answering my question. I'm saying
I like print media. At this point, I can't speak but for my future self, but right now I'm going to continue buying books.
I could see myself getting a Kindle and downloading stuff. If torrents were as prevalent for books, I have no idea how prevalent torrents are for books compared to music. If torrents were as prevalent for books as they are for music, I could see myself just buying a Kindle and downloading stuff instead of going to the library.
Gotta get my books downloaded.
Yep. Yeah.
See, it's easy. And that's where I think it's going, and that's where this whole issue of Borders going bankrupt, because they cannot compete with the Amazons and BarnesandNobles.com, and they cannot compete with people downloading shit for free.
Well,
they cannot do it. It's impossible.
He raises an interesting question, because like I feel sometimes when I have the ability to download things, my appetite for downloading outstrips my ability to actually consume what I'm getting. Like if I can download literally any music I want, and I know that, and I'm like, awesome. And I download like hundreds of hours of shit that I never listen to, and half the time delete unlistened to.
Okay, well,
it's almost like when you have unlimited food available to you, you'll eat yourself to, you know, to death. It's like too much. There's too much.
Well, okay, I'll put it this way.
I downloaded all of True Blood, deleted 2 out of the 3 seasons,
that's
unwatched.
Just True Blood's garbage. But that's for another podcast.
Sucky.
Jeff, what do you agree? I saw you nodding. Like,
yeah,
it's almost,
I mean,
I
download a lot of albums, which I listen to once, and then I forget I have.
Right, it's too much.
But the overall consensus is, in a year or two, if this is where it's going, people will start switching to that and get buying a e-reader and downloading torrents. And
well, I don't know how widespread torrent use is going to be, because I mean that's really something I think that's unique to people who are probably 20, well, we'll say 30 and under. I mean,
smart.
Just people who have grown up with the internet.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I mean, my dad's not going to go home and fire up BT.
How do I use the torrents, Jeffrey?
Well, true. I agree to that.
And I also want to know, like, I can't think of the last time I actually bought a book from Borders. I'll either go to Half Price or, like Will had said, I'll buy it for the cheaper prices off Amazon. Yeah. Because Borders is just ridiculous.
It is, yes.
I mean, well, true. And that's one of the reasons
I'm not spending like $17 on a paperback or $25 on a hardcover when I can go to Half Price and buy it for like $4.
Yeah.
I never have a burning desire to have the book right then. Yeah. Like I can wait the 3 days to get it in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Like for me, that just goes back to, I only buy books which I've already read and I either A, want to read again and mark them up, or B, just like they meant something to me and I want them on my shelf for like a reference going forward.
Right.
All right. To close the subject up, where do you think media as a whole is going to be in even a year?
What do you mean?
As we're going right now, most media can be accessed through either movies, TV shows. You got Netflix, you got Hulu, music, you can download it. You can buy it off of iTunes, all digital format. Are we going to start getting away from people buying actual tangible items to where they can keep them? Or is it going to be anyone, like, hey, I just bought this sweet digital CD.
I don't know
CD
anyone other than Tom Varick who buys DVDs right now. I'll say that. And I admire the guy for it. He's got an impressive DVD collection.
But that's what I'm saying. So as we advance and our technology gets greater, is that stuff going to be obsolete? Are people going to be like, oh, I don't need a library. I have a book that's the size of a book.
I have a hard drive.
That can store hundreds and hundreds of books and text and music.
I think probably, yeah.
Yeah, and I think from a company's perspective, there seems to be a push to like have people be able to buy whatever they want from their house, be it Netflix or... with these e-readers, like you just want in the, like, because going to the store, people can second guess, it's just effort,
right?
They want, like, the easier it is for to buy, I think the more common it's going to become, and I think you're seeing that with many different forms of media.
And I completely agree with that. And like, kind of on a related note, like I'm really glad that Wizards has not released like Magic Online for Mac, because I know I would be like, well, I'll just buy a few cards, and like it's so much easier to like me like buy a song online, like click done, yeah. I have it, my credit card's billed, yep. Than actually going to somewhere like Jeff said and like second exactly. guessing. Like I know I would be just blowing my money on stupid Magic shit, a digital. I don't even have the physical cards exactly. If I could actually install it. And it's a bad thing. It's scary. Next time on the show, we'll talk about that really terrible thing that happens when you go to Panera and your clothes smell exactly like the soups and breads after you leave.
I don't agree with that, but that could be a topic. But thanks, everyone, for listening. We will now be shutting this podcast down.